It is time for our Tibbetts Talk, and of course we had summer theater outdoors, and then now we've had a kind of a big gap again of nothing happening at the theater, virtual events and those kinds of things, but now it's back into the theater on kind of a limited basis. Matt Biacchini in the studio with us this morning from the Tibbetts, and one of the things was to kind of let people of the community pick the events that are going to be back at Tibbetts, right?
Yeah, it's you plan it, we host it. If you have an idea for an event, let's say you're in a band and you want to put on a show, you contact us. You plan the event, you do it in the theater. Our staff will work the event for you, and it's done at a fraction of the normal rental fee.
Mm-hmm. With all the safety protocols obviously in place for that, but a chance for people to kind of get back. I don't want to say back to normal. That's an overused phrase right now, but at least back to something of entertainment and things. And one of the things that are really right out of the bat here, you've got a number of movies that people have wanted to show on the big screen at Tibbetts, right?
We do. And I have a list here. The ladies wrote it for me and pinned it to my shirt. On Saturday, February 27th, we are having a screening of Titanic that is sponsored by Tracy Kelly, financial advisor with Edward Jones. That will begin at 6 p.m. And then this one I'm very, very excited about. Sunday, March 14th at 2, we are doing the wonderful 80s classic Better Off Dead starring John Cusack. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but that one is sponsored by the Fraley family. And then April 2nd, we have The Passion of the Christ, which April 2nd is Good Friday. That will be at 6 p.m. And that one is also sponsored by Tracy Kelly, financial advisor with Edward Jones. And then April 10th, we have Saturday, April 10th, we have Wizard of Oz, which will start at 4. And I'm also excited about that one because even though I've seen it a million times, I've never seen it on the big screen.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned before, it's socially distanced seating. Masks will be required when you enter the theater, when you move around. Concessions will be available depending on the current restrictions. And all movies will be pure by donation at the door. And there is limited, I believe I just said that. I don't know if I did. Did I? I don't know.
I think so.
Limited seating? Yes. Did I say that? We'll say it again. There is limited seating due to current restrictions.
Yeah. So people can follow the list on Facebook and on the webpage, obviously, for that. But again, it's kind of neat that ability to have that. And again, some of these movies that you've never seen on the big screen before, like I said, Wizard of Oz, I've never seen on the big screen before. So
no, yeah, I haven't either. I think Tibbetts, last time Tibbetts showed it was years before I started.
Yeah.
So I haven't even seen it as part of our classic film series. That was one we hadn't gotten
very
to
cool.
yet.
But. Now, is there room for more movies if people are still interested in doing other events? Can they still contact the Tibbetts and get...
Yep, there are still dates available. It is for the next 3 months, we're opening the programming up to the public. And like I said, you know, if you have a band show.
Well, it would be a show with a band.
The normies like to call those concerts, Ken. So, if you have an idea for an event that you want to put on and you want to do it in a big, in a big theater, you contact us and we'll take care of the marketing for you. And like I said, the staff will work it, and it's basically you plan it, we host it.
Yeah, so trying to get back into a little routine again at the Tibbetts. All right, Matt Biacchini from the Tibbetts in the studio with us this morning. Again, follow more online on their Facebook page and also on the Tibbetts website at tibbetts.org. On this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.